The Afternoon Live Podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live on Hospedia Channel 1. Online at coastway.org.uk. Or on the TuneIn app Wednesdays from 1 on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton.
Heart Venture is a new dating agency which has been set up here in Brighton. They have their official grand launch night taking place this Saturday, the 27th of June, at the Rendezvous Casino. On the phone with me right now, I have the co-founder, Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Yeah, good. I'm good. There are lots of dating agencies and services available in the UK. Tell me, what exactly is Heart Venture and how does it differ from the other agencies?
Well, this agency is designed specifically for adults with learning disabilities. So you have to have a learning disability to come onto our, to become a member and join our site. And also, although there are a few other agencies around the country, such as Stars in the Sky, nobody else that we can find anyway offer a photo forum, so that the guys will be able to go on and look at pictures and profiles of other members and be able to highlight that they'd like to either, it's a friendship and dating agency, that they'd like to either meet that person maybe as a friend or as a possible date.
Okay.
Yes, it is totally unique.
So it's not,
as far as we know.
Yeah, so it's not dating only then?
No, it's friendship and dating, because a lot of adults with learning disabilities are just left so isolated, and not all of them want to find romance and have dates. A lot of them would just like some friends. So, or people that are already in a relationship would like maybe to find some new friends. Too often, people with learning adults with learning disabilities, once they leave the education system, they are left out there alone, and the only people they do know is if they live with other people with learning disabilities, or maybe they keep touch with some of the old school friends, but they don't really have the opportunity, as we would, to make new friends. So we're trying to help them along with that.
Okay.
So broadening our horizons, so to speak.
Yeah, very good. And will the service be internet-based or more bespoke? Will people come into you, or will all the members' details be visible online?
Oh, no. It is internet-based, but there will be no personal contact details online whatsoever.
Okay.
They will have the facility to, because safety is our paramount concern, they will have the facility to have a look at everyone's profiles. It'll just be a brief description. No contact details, nothing given away anywhere that anyone might live or work.
Yeah.
For example, we've had several guys that volunteer in charity shops, and we just put that. We don't put the shop or where.
Okay.
So that, you know, they're totally safe. But before they get that far, they have to apply to us, and they have to give a name of a professional reference who can vouch that they do have learning disabilities and that they don't have any violent or aggressive tendencies.
Okay.
Then when we have that reference back, we meet them in person in our office, and then we go through and put their profile together, and that's several reasons. One being, we like to get to know them better, and secondly, we want to make sure they are who they say they are. And then once we have that, we put them on the site, they become members, they go on the site, and then whilst browsing through the site, they have the opportunity, there will be an icon of a handshake if they want to meet that person as a friend, or an icon of a heart if they'd like to meet that person for a possible date. And that will get flagged up to that person, and then they have the ability to say yes or no, they would like to meet that person, and then that gets flagged up to us, and we then initiate the first date. And the first date or meeting is chaperoned by ourselves. If they don't want us to chaperone, they have to have someone such as a care support worker, a family or a friend that can do that. They are not allowed to meet on their own the first time.
Right, okay.
So we try to keep it as safe as we can, but, you know, as normal as we can,
yeah,
as well, because they're like us. They want to, you know, be able to do the things that we do, but just that safety net in place as well.
So it's well vetted and well thought out then by the sounds of it.
It's taken us a long time to put this together. We're only just in the midst now of processing the applications.
Yeah.
So far, we've only processed 6 up to date. We have some more interviews next week because it takes time. Each profile meeting takes us approximately an hour, you know, just with the guys. And, of course, you then have to submit all the information. But we're not rushing it. We don't want to rush this. It's, you know, and it's a learning curve. Because we are the only ones, we have nobody else we can ask. So we're learning as we go. The first two applicants we did, we realised immediately that we hadn't got all the questions right. So we went and changed it all. So say it is a work in progress, but everybody's being really good and sticking with us, you know, and being patient. So, but we will get there. And hopefully when we get there, then we'll have ironed out all the nooks and crannies. So
yeah, it takes time, I guess. Well, where did the idea to set up the agency come from? Have you done something like this before?
No, my son Daniel, I don't know if you know of him, he was on the Undateables for the last two series, Daniel Wakeford.
Yeah.
Yes, he appeared on there. He has quite a celebrity in Brighton now, I have to say.
He gets recognised, does he?
Oh, everywhere. And not just in Brighton. We've been to Spain, New York, everywhere, and people recognise him. And it's been amazing. And the response has been 100% positive, not one negative. And it's highlighted the, you know, these guys are the same as you and I. They have the same feelings, the same needs, wants. And it was just Daniel orchestrated the whole thing. He asked us if we could help him join a dating agency. And we just couldn't find anything at all that was suitable for him. And we even tried, there is a dating site for autism, but they were more higher achieving, university graduates and more Asperger's. So that wasn't appropriate. So then he said he'd like to go on the Undateables, which I have to say in the first place we fought against. Didn't like the name, never seen the programme, but he made us watch it and we realised actually it's a fabulous programme.
Yeah.
So we watched the programme and then we were at a Blue Cavill event, I think it was, and they were giving out the flyers. So he took the flyer and applied and the rest is history. But still, that I got talking with Nydia from Stars in the Sky when we were doing some filming, and she just said that every day they're inundated with people from the Brighton and Hove area trying to join, but they're in Tottenham, so it would be no good.
Okay.
So we kind of just sort of thought about it, looked it over, and a very good friend of mine said, I think we should do it. So here we are. And it's taken us 18 months to get this far, but we're up and running. We're in our office, and we're just about to do the launch. So, yes.
So it's all happening then?
It's all happening, yes. It's been crazy, and it's been quite tough because we've had to self-fund so far ourselves. Because it is a taboo subject. Everywhere we've been, don't like the sound of that, that could be dodgy. And it's taken time to get people's trust and, you know, people are starting to listen to us now. So hopefully we can start getting some funding in soon to take it to another level, to, you know, and reach more people.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate that you do need money to be able to keep these things going. So, that's where we're starting now, and we're starting this Saturday with the launch event. That's also our first fundraiser.
Yeah, now you still have tickets on sale for launch event. How can people get a hold of those or find out more about the event?
The event, well, if they go on to www.heartventure.com, heart and venture, all in one word, heart, venture, not adventure, venture, then there's various pages and there's an events page and you click on there and you can see the up and coming events. Every month we will do an event, and those events are open to members and non-members. And they don't have to live in the Brighton Hove area, because we are hoping eventually we will, well, we've already been approached by several people, but we want to network with other people around the country and open it up so that we can all travel to each other's events and join in and you know, make friends wider, you know, spread, as you and I would, you know, I have friends all over the country. So if you look on the events, click onto the events and you'll see the up and coming events. There's the launch party for this Saturday's on there, and then next month we have a speed dating and disco night. In fact, the Undateables will be filming on that night as well.
Okay.
So they've been very supportive, and they are using us in their next series. So it's all very exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great to see it, actually. It is really good to see you've gone to the effort of setting it up. Yeah, because as you said, there's not many agencies around offering the service, is there?
Nobody. Absolutely nobody. So there are a few throughout the country, and they do the events only, which is great. That's you know, that's fabulous, but it's not what the majority of people I've spoken to want to be able to go online like they see their sisters, brothers, etc. do, and they want to be able to do the same. So we felt, you know, that why we couldn't come up with a good enough reason, and there is always a safety aspect, we do realise that, but we thought surely there's a way we can do this, that we can do it in a safe enough way, and we think we've come up with it. Hopefully we won't be proved wrong, but you know, you can't map everybody in cotton wool. These guys need to do the same as us. They need to have, you know, to be able to have a little bit of a life, you know, and take those steps. So that's what we're aiming for. And I'm a mother. I've, you know, Daniel's my son, and I think I've covered it as best as I feel happy with for him. So,
well, Carol, the best of luck. It sounds great, actually. It sounds really good.
Thank you.
And thanks very much for taking the call as well.
No, thank you. It's been good to speak to you, Anthony. Thank you.